See what it does when I get back to it after the podcast. All right.
What's it now? Do the what's what?
I'm doing all sorts of new shit. So I bought, you know what? F*** it. We're officially just doing a what's up podcast.
That is perfectly fine.
Yeah. So on that note,
let's do this.
Welcome, dear listener, to the QQ Cast. Today is Thursday, the 10th day of the 10th month on October. Shit, I fucked this up. I was going to say 2010 plus 14. I don't know. Look, it's the end of the workday. We're your host, Tandapont Raul Torres. I don't give a shit where Zach is. Ruli, what's up?
Hello.
Is your brain fried? Has it been a week?
It's always fried. I'm used to it.
Oh, man. Parenting sounds exhausting. Oh, this, dear listener, is Quest 342. Raul and I are just going to shoot the shit. I'll title this posthumously once the recording is dead.
Posthumously, I think, is the best way to put it. Yes.
Hey, I find your humor disturbing. You caught me. I was reformatting a laptop again. I keep, you know, playing in the Linux world and, dear listener, we're getting straight into Rambles territory. Fedora pissed me off for the second time. Fedora is a little less stable than like something like Ubuntu or Debian that just only updates once every 6 months. So I updated Fedora, and then I started like my system was having a hard time going to sleep. Like, it wasn't hibernating very efficiently.
You try giving it melatonin.
I did. So, you know, once again, the experiment's been a lot of fun because I should have retitled the jump drive melatonin and stuck it. I've been having a lot of fun learning from this whole experience. So, learning about the different Linux power systems and sleep and the difference between the different, there used to be four modes. Now there's a fifth mode for active, off, not hibernate. What is it? Standby, hibernate. And I think standby has been replaced by a different setting in this day and age, and learning how if you use secure boot, then it needs to dump the RAM to a encrypted swap. So you need to configure it to do so. Like, it's been fun learning all this shit. And at the same time, I'm like, I just want the goddamn laptop to go to sleep.
This is kind of why I always go back and forth of like, because I told you my Android story, right? My old school Android one. I'm sure your listener hasn't heard this.
Go ahead.
But back in the day, I think this was like maybe Gen 2, Gen 3 Android, I flashed my phone with CyanogenMod.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
I was running the nightlies. And I didn't get phone calls for a week. And I didn't think there was anything important going on. Apparently, my phone was no longer a phone because of one of the updates. And after that, I think I'm just going to never do any type of thing again. I'm just gonna go vanilla on stuff, because with great power comes lots of horrible mistakes.
This great irresponsibility, so. Actually. Good thing you weren't a parent back then. My children were aware.
I don't know.
Do you know where your child is? No, my phone is bricked. I don't know shit.
Okay, well, my other question though is, you keep talking about, what were you saying, Fedora?
Fedora.
Or what you were saying? Why aren't you using NixOS? That's what all the cool kids are using, and the thing that I keep hearing over and over again is the whole declarative configuration stuff. Like, you don't have to go through this nonsense of setting up every single time because you've got your configuration saved in source control and you could just magically make it work every single time. Or so I've been told.
Is this one of the immutable distros?
I think so. I've heard random people talk about it so many times that it is the... I think that would be right up your alley.
No, I think this says declarative builds and deployments. But wait.
Yeah. Everything.
Nix packages are isolated. Is this actually a flavor of Linux?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is a Linux distribution based off the Nix Packager Manager. Oh, okay. So, yeah, it is an immutable design with atomic update. Yeah. So, immutable builds of our distros of Linux are kind of becoming the hot thing because it's so much harder for someone to fuck them up. I mean, honestly, it because, you know, one of the cons is space. You're not, you know, you have to keep a space around to be able to back things up. But in this day and age, space is cheap. Like, that's one of the arguments against something like Flatpak. And it's like, fuck you, space is cheap. That is the least of my concerns. especially when you're talking on the you're talking on the magnitude of just like megabytes. Who gives a fuck? So yeah, I haven't used any immutable distros yet. I am interested. One of the problems is that, like, you know, especially I'm doing Linux in the laptop world where drivers are fucking like the most important thing.
Why do you hate yourself so much?
Exactly. And so that's why I haven't been able to use something like Nix. So actually I do want to talk about Nix, but I'm going back from Fedora to Ubuntu today. 10.10 is the 20th anniversary, I think, of Ubuntu. And so they released their latest, it's not LTS, but 24.10, which uses the latest Linux kernel of 6.11. So actually, that means Ubuntu has a more advanced kernel than Fedora right now. Fedora 40 is on 6.10. And I was like, you know what? I am kind of tired of being surprised when I boot my laptop up, whether or not I'm going to have a fucking issue with it. And I want, especially like Hibernate and other mobile drivers to work. So I was like, fuck it. I'm going to put Kubuntu.
So you're saying you want a basic laptop?
I want a basic bitch laptop. So yeah, I'm doing a minimal, the absolute minimal install of Kubuntu, which is the KDE spin of Ubuntu. It just means it's a different desktop. You could install KDE onto standard Ubuntu. These guys just do it out of the box. So I'm giving it a try and seeing if it solves the power drain issues and making sure all the other hardware works. I'm already wondering if my fingerprint reader doesn't work on this, which is ironic because my fingerprint reader did work on the other. I have multiple laptops. I tested it on a different laptop where I put it on the powerful one, and it did work, and the fingerprint reader, no one gives a shit. Anyway, I can't tell if you're frozen and out of boredom or frozen out of bad internet connection.
you update your drivers. Update your camera drivers.
Oh, yeah. So I am interested in the concept of immutable distros. A lot of different distros are playing around with it. It is a really cool idea, I think. There's one distro that is an immutable distro of distros. And so, like, its only job in life, I forget the name of it, but its only job in life is just to install other distros into it. And so it's
distros
like,
all the way down.
Yeah, right? It's like, cool, I'll be an operating system to rule all the operating systems and in the darkness spite them. Gotcha, bro. So there is really cool space. Cool stuff happening in this space. You can tell my brain is fried. Yeah, I don't know. I'm still really enjoying it. There are moments where I'm like, dear God, this is so easy. Anyone really could be able to do this. Again, I think specifically with Ubuntu more than anything.
And then your laptop doesn't fall asleep when you close it.
Yeah, and then there's other times where I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ, how would anyone figure this out? Do you want to hear my story about my Stream Deck?
Stream Deck, yes.
So Stream Deck, the thing that allows me to do this. This little device right here.
I have one of those too. They're nice.
Yes, yeah, they're nice. They're Elgato products. They're pretty good. They're definitely fucking overpriced, but they're pretty good. So the Stream Deck works fine on Windows. I think it has Mac software, but it doesn't have any official Linux build. So you're probably, your first thing you're thinking is, aha, Linux user, you suck, and you're not wrong. But there are two different open source projects for the Stream Deck. And so I grabbed the latest, flashiest one. It's like, oh, wow, this is great. It works. And the guy decided to have a plugin store. You can get things. I'm like, great, I'm going to set my soundboard up on it. Well, really, guess what functionality the Stream Deck lacks? That version of the Stream Deck software lacks. It can do commands for your computer. It can keyboard shortcut keys. It can open emails. There's a curl command built into it.
I'm going to keep it in line with video because video is always hard. Your buttons don't show the little pictures they're supposed to show.
No, they do, actually. That works.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you know what it doesn't support natively? Playing sound.
Pushing the buttons. Oh, sound? Okay.
It doesn't support sound, like the number one goddamn thing I needed. So, I'm an engineer. Really, I decided to have fun. How do you think I solved this problem?
You didn't. That's the thing. You thought you were going to solve it. You thought you were going to write some code and fix it. And then you got in over your head and then you had to go like walk your...
That's half true.
Walk yourself around the house.
That's half true. I wrote code to fix it and it did work, damn it. I wrote some bash. I installed... I forget what the name of the tool is that lets you do... Sox, S-O-X, I think. The command line utility that supports media play and sound playback. And so I installed Sox, and then I wrote a bash script that looks for, because with Sox, you don't have the granular control you do on the Stream Deck of fade in or out or kill a song, whatever.
Wait, are you talking about FFmpeg? Maybe that one. I don't know.
That's a format.
Okay.
Sox is a Linux package to play sounds on the command line. And So I wrote a bash script that's like, okay, cool. Check the first argument. If there's no argument, then pkill all processes that are start with the word play, because you play a sound. And then if you have an argument, check if you can pkill processes that match play with that sound. And then if you can't kill it, then actually play that sound, which gives me the ability to create sub-processes where it's like, oh, I start the laugh track, but if I click it again, it kills the laugh track. But if I click something else, it plays them simultaneously. Or if I click the stop all button, which has no arg, it'll nuke them all from space. So yeah, I'm literally controlling my sound effects on the command line with Bash through my stream deck.
That sounds amazing, but also really super complicated and efficient, which
it's
actually,
it's really not hard at all. It's just stupid. It's like, it's yes, fucking yes, that's, easy. It's just fucking
the,
stupid.
The user experience there is not ideal.
Oh, yes, that I can agree with. That is fucking true. Oh, that's the kind of stuff that I'm having a lot of fun with, though, man. You know, like, there are certain things where, like, dude, I need the computer to be able to hibernate. Fuck you. I'm glad to learn about the kernel's drivers. I'm glad to learn about recompiling. I'm glad to learn about powering settings. I'm glad to learn about security keys. I'm glad, but like, God damn it, I need a thing to power the fuck off. So that's interesting, but not entertaining. Having to learn how to control my soundboard with fucking bash commands, that's just fucking entertaining to me. So anyway, yeah, now I could SSH into your computer and start playing sounds remotely, Raul. I could make a soundboard if you just open an SSH port for me.
Okay.
All right.
I will not do that, but that is good to know.
Oh, man. Oh, so yeah, dude. I don't know. What's Big Daddy Raul been playing with lately?
I got this thing. The Impulse Buy finally came in. Little mini drones. Drone.
They tap your phones. Is it any good? Does it fucking work?
Oh, yeah, no, it works pretty well. It's, like, pretty snazzy. Like, you can use it without your phone. It just has a couple of, like, built-in, I guess, macros, for lack of a better term. Like, you just cycle through it, and it either does, like, you know, it'll do a shot going away horizontally, shot vertically, it'll do a circle thing, it'll do a follow you type thing. All of it's just built into the drone itself, magical video camera AI nonsense. That's pretty cool. I took a video of me walking my dogs and it was just following me behind me. Actually, all the videos I've taken is just me doing random stuff with my dogs because they won't complain of me taking pictures of them versus my children and my wife. So,
well, I was going to ask, did you tell your kids that you have a new toy? Because then they would want to play with it. But apparently they don't want to play with it. They don't give a shit.
I haven't even actually tried showing it to them yet. We've been busy. So, it's been pretty cool. I'll see if I can find some videos that are decent. It made me realize I gotta lose some weight. So just like, I do not look good on the camera. My dog looks fantastic. Not so much.
I think you need to feed your dog more. Jesus Christ.
that's pretty much it, at least from the new toys perspective.
So now what about, this should have just been the Prime Day sale. I have to admit it. I bought a bunch of stuff on Prime Day, but there are reasons. There are at least reasons. They weren't purely impulse buys.
They're not good reasons, I'm sure.
Look, hold on. You tell me if this is a good reason. What's that? All
right. Is what is this? This is, okay,
a Lego flower bouquet.
Okay. I've seen a couple of people buy those and gotten a lot of mixed reaction. I think it's just like, it's been typically a male will buy it to assemble with a female, and the female just does not like Legos whatsoever. And they're like, this is dumb. They do it for like an hour and they're like, you can finish this yourself.
Hold on. I need to make sure she can't hear us. Hey, Corey, I love you. Okay, we're good. We can go back to talking now.
Okay.
Yes, no, she can assemble it on her own. I am just just trying to be good. All right, so that was one thing. Okay, picking shit up on Prime Day. I dropped those links. I did a PSA into our Slack channel about the ultra wide monitors.
Yeah.
One of my coworkers had a really nice huge gaming ultra wide. Actually, it was like, it's kind of equivalent to like the $1,000 one that was on that list. And he is like, my wife wants me to get rid of this. I already have one, blah, blah, blah. I don't know why he had two. I have no idea. So he was basically selling it for like half of what he had bought it for, which is, you know, about a grand.
Yeah, it's a steal.
Yeah, but and so I like I had it here at the house. He was like, try it for a couple of weeks, see if you like it. I'm like, all right. Well, then the fucking Prime Day sale came up, and I was liking it. I did want to buy it. Corey saw it. She wanted to fucking buy it. And I was like, dude, I feel like such an asshole. I don't want to haggle with friends. Like, I don't want to fuck with that. But I was like, dude, I can get a brand new one of these for less money than you're asking. I'm like, you want to meet in the middle? And so I am buying the monitor from him, but he did knock a little bit off. So then I bought another one for me. So now we have this house now has two gigantic ultra wides, obscenely large.
Nice.
So that's I'll talk about the other stuff I bought on Prime Day, but that was a thing. So I've been rebuilding my whole desk, taking everything apart, putting a new organization for the giant ultra wide. What are you running for monitors these days? What are your peripherals looking like?
A random little Dell monitor I got from work. I have like a, what is it, like the 27-inch monitor? It's right over here on the side because I lost the power cable when I was rearranging things in my house. And proprietary power cables just...
Oh, it's proprietary. If you lose one.
Well, I mean, I don't know what it is. It's just...
No, it probably is. I can't believe monitors, I think, are the one... Oh, hold on. Someone just came in the room. Yeah. Yeah, those Lego flowers are great, aren't they? Oh, hi. Hi, how are you?
Hi, I finished
new one. Okay, then. Just don't move. She'll go away. Her vision is based on Lego flower movement. All right, there she goes. She's leaving. Hold on. She's on. Love you, too. All right, we're good. So I was going to say, I think monitors are like the only things that still have proprietary power cables in this day and age.
It's really annoying because I want to swap it out, but I'm like, I have boxes of cables just all through this room. I'm like, it's going to be one of them. I'll figure it out.
Yeah. Now, admittedly, with monitors that are large, you want the power conversion to happen outside of the device. So like, it's understandable. Do you want to have an external brick? But there's standard power cables for that. Like, I don't understand why they don't use a standard. TVs do that already. Like, I don't understand. So I don't know. Monitor manufacturers still feel like proprietary power cables are a good idea. Yeah. Who knows why?
Yeah. So what is also weird and overly complicated is, I have this thing right here, a portable monitor.
Oh yeah.
For random reasons.
I got mine right here. I run the podcast on a second portable monitor.
Nice. Nice. Yeah. I actually got that one cause I was, hold on, I'm trying to figure out a way to put this nicely, but not make me sound horrible.
Oh God.
I always go through random ideas of things that sound good on paper, but then like I execute on them and I'm like, yeah, this is dumb. So I got this and then I got the Elgato streaming device thingy because that's how I was recording me playing Outer Wilds. It's like I had Steam Deck connected to this thing, connected to my computer, and I was able to do the like stream on Twitch to record it and save it for later.
Fuck, I didn't realize you put that much effort into this. Shit, dude, I want to watch you stream Outer Wilds so bad now.
I mean, this was like 3 months ago.
So I know. We need to resurrect it. You didn't beat it, right?
No. I lost interest in it because it got to feeling like homework territory. I enjoyed the discovery and enjoyed most of it. But like, I got to the point where I'm like, I'm hitting a brick wall. I just need to like not play this game for a little while and I'll come back to it. And then Bellatro came out and I don't play any video games anymore. Right. No, but it was fun. I appreciate it for what it is. I may pick it up again, but I feel like if I don't dedicate a week of playing it daily, I'm going to forget random stuff and I'm going to like backtrack and forget things. And like I was really annoyed because like I played it a little while, within the month. And I was trying to go through the sand level thingy and I hate that part of the level so much because it requires so much good timing and I kept dying and I'm like, this is dumb. I used to like knock it out real quick and now I'm just like flutzing and fumbling all over again and I'm like, I have to relearn the geography of this map in my mind. Like, no, this is just dumb.
Yeah.
So but no, like I did that and then like the last thing I did was there's some like cactusy thing that I've got to jump over. And I think that was like a warp hole to the sun station.
Yeah.
And I just did a bunch of stuff there and I'm like, okay, this is pretty cool. And I don't know. I feel like I'm the verge of finishing it, but also like, there's just so much to do.
It's damn dude. Now I want you to watch you play it. Yeah, we can. Oh, well, man.
One day.
Talk about this later.
Well, you said yes, and then I started it. So anyways,
it's my fault.
Timing things as adults is hard. It's just impossible.
Well, that is actually pretty true. Okay, well, anyway, so you had the portable monitor. You were using that to stream with the Stream Deck. I also have the portable monitor. It's great. I got this thing when I was traveling a couple of years ago after COVID was driving me fucking batty. By the way, it's back to driving me batty. not COVID, just like work from home. I'm just, God. But yeah, so... okay, that was monitors. Actually, your monitor setup.
What do you use for a stand for that? Because I have this like stupid tablet stand that I don't like, but also like, okay, this might be interesting. How do you mount your monitors? Because I hate having monitors on my desk because I want to have the desk space.
Yeah.
So basically, I've got like the table clamp with a giant pole.
Yep.
And a monitor arm that can go up and down.
Yep.
So I can do the standing desk thing if I want, or just kind of sit down. But I haven't figured out where to put this thing because it seems contradictory to get another arm, another articulating arm just for this one.
But
it's also
monitor?
On my desk now. What's up?
Talk about the portal monitor?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't know how to mount that exactly. You'd have to get MacGyvery to mount it.
No, I mean,
it has screws?
Yeah, it has screws.
Oh, mine doesn't.
Yeah,
mine's tiny.
I could do that if I wanted to, yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly what I did is I had two different mount poles, and one of them had two arms coming off of it, so I would mount the two monitors side by side, and then the other mount pole I actually had the laptop on, so I had the laptop, the two monitors, and the whole thing was elevated off the desk. Now with the new giant ultra wide, monitor arms I had weren't good enough to weight wise to hold that thing up. So right now I'm trying out the stand that it comes with, but oh, there's so much context to this stupid fucking story. Because I already had the giant ultra wide for my friend, I bought a really nice, surprisingly expensive, really nice arm for it. Because it's heavy as fuck. But now I have the other one, so I'm trying out the stand to see if I don't need to get another arm, but I probably will get another arm. But it'll have to be one that's not the pole like you're referring to. But I've been living off the pole for quite some time. Living on the pole. Oh, yeah.
Love that's it. How you make your living, Tom, just off the pole.
It keeps me up and hard, and it's surprisingly comfortable, though, right?
Yeah.
You gotta really tighten up, though. Like, you don't want anything to slide down, so you really got to keep the tight, turn the ratchets to it, get that pole, just get me elevated above the desk all the time, you know? Got to keep everything clear down there. Got to do maintenance.
I opened Pandora's box. But anyways, I think I'm just going to get another articulating arm, because I feel like I've moved this all over the place, and then this is just nonsense.
Yeah, that shit's fairly cheap. Just go grab that off of fucking Amazon, dude. Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, the arms and keeping the desk clear have been nice. But like I said, I'm trying the monitor stand for a minute right now, so we'll see. Okay, so back to buying shit on Amazon. So one of the other things I bought is, you know, my obsession with ergonomic keyboards. I've tried them all. I will try them all. Well, I always keep my eye open for, I really like, I think like the Logitech K680 or 860, I forget the fuck, their fucking names suck. It's like one of the best keyboards ever made. I love it to pieces, except that I want a 75% keyboard. I want my arms to be in closer, because that's part of what fucks up my carpal tunnel on the outside of my hand, my ulnar nerve. So Microsoft had a keyboard called the Sculpt for a long time that was like basically a 75% version of that. But the Sculpt has been out. I used to have two of them. It's been out of production for like 10 years. They're ludicrously expensive. Yeah. You can't find them anymore. Well, it turns out just a year or so ago, I only learned this right now, HP. There's a name you, Hewlett Packard. There's a name you hadn't heard about, or thought about in years. Apparently they made a similar keyboard to it. I was like, and it was on sale on Prime Day. It's the reason I found out about it, because I'm always like, ergonomic keyboards, what's out there? So I bought that. So I'm trying out a new, that's the thing I bought on Prime Day. I bought it because I'm obsessed with ergonomics and I'm trying out that new keyboard. So far I like it. Man, there's just nothing quite like a, you know, a mechanical tactile key, but like, as long as they're not shitty, and this isn't a membrane, it's not that shitty, it's pretty good. I love the shape of it. So far so good. I might stick with this one. So, nice. Did I tell you I sent back the Alice keyboard?
No.
So, okay, look, man, Keychron's build quality is fucking 10 out of 10. They're incredible. Fucking the build on that shit is amazing. The Alice is an ergonomic form, but like it instead of just being a V, it's kind of like an M, like it bends back for the back part of it.
Yeah.
The problem with that is that the way your arms are angled, it moves the control key further away. and I need the control key at all goddamn times. And so it's just like this one, like that is the Achilles heel, this one spot where I'm like, this is great until I need to hit control, and I'm constantly hitting control. So I had to give up on the Alice keyboard just because that one flaw in the design, IMO. Yeah. All right, cool. Did you buy anything else recently? I can keep talking about Amazon Prime shit roll.
Yeah, I mean, I bought a bunch of stupid stuff just because it was on sale.
What'd you buy?
But it's not as cool as you. A DeWalt door lock installation kit, because I had to install a door,
wait,
a doorknob.
An installation kit. So you didn't have a new lock to install, but you bought a kit to help you? Explain this. I'm so confused.
Okay, so Claudia wanted me to replace the doorknob.
Yeah.
And funny thing about houses that are owned by previous people, you learn about all the stuff that they like did shitty jobs on. One of the things they did a really bad job on was the doors. So I like, there's a hole there, but the hole isn't the exact size. So whenever I slid in the little latchy thingy, whatever the little thing that sticks out of doors, it didn't go in all the way. And I'm like, this needs a bigger hole. And I'm like, I have to buy things to drill a hole now. So
need a bigger hole.
Holes and poles. That's all this podcast is about today. So yeah, I needed something. So I bought one that clamps to the door and has the little rotating thing to just drill through it, and the doorknob was installed. It's one of those dumb house projects that like you start off and sounds easy, and then you buy like a whole bunch of other stuff for it. Like all
that's like I think that's just like life in general. Is you just kind of realize, God damn it, nothing. Things that you think are hard are actually pretty easy. Things that you think are easy are actually pretty hard. Like come to find out, human intuition sucks. Insert life of a software engineer here.
Let's see. My other new obsession is trying to be my soda replacement. Liquid IV hydration multiplier, golden cherry.
What?
The little water additives. Just give it a. Like they have electrolytes and flavors.
Nero, I don't know.
I think that's supposed to be a little bit healthier, but they're like, I guess it's not as pricey compared to like if I was buying a Coke. So they're like $1 a pop for like a 16-ounce whatever thingy. But they were on sale for like, it was like $17. So I'm like, I'm going to buy a couple of these because I use these all the time now.
I mean, I'm still, I still cut all of my water with juice, right? Like right here. So this is raspberry lemonade, but depending on the product, I cut it a different percent. The raspberry lemonade is really strong. So this is probably 3/4 water, 1/4 lemonade. It's delicious.
Delicious.
Oh, actually, wait, you know what? That's a great opportunity. After these messages, we'll be right back. Dear listener, do you like pineapple juice? Well, then go to Trader Joe's. They got pineapple juice that doesn't have a shitload of added sugar. Pineapples have enough sugar as it is. Don't add more sugar. Go to Trader Joe's to get your sugarless standard sugar, pineapple juice. That's all I got, really. But it's true. I do go to Trader Joe's just to get juice. I'm not joking. It's true.
As hipster I may be at times, I've never been to a Trader Joe's.
Wait. Wait. Where the hell's the file? Oh, God damn it. I need to rearrange this. There it is. You've never been to a Trader Joe's roll.
I've never been to a Trader Joe's. I've been to Whole Foods. They actually do have a Whole Foods in El Paso, which is nice.
I'm just going to leave this running.
I've never understood the obsession with Trader Joe's, so.
I'm a fireball.
I don't know. I'm just hitting buttons. I don't understand the obsession with them either. Like, I think people like them because they have their own, they buy their own brands of shit, so there's nothing else on their shelves other than, like, I don't know, but nothing, but most of the shit's their own shit. So some of the brands are nice, and you can only get them there, like the pineapple juice. So I guess some people just really buy into that whole entire product line. I don't fucking know. Cool. Okay, what else did we buy? So I bought a board game on, this should just be the fucking Prime Day conversation. I bought a board game because, again, I was looking at the shit's on sale, the thing we shouldn't do. Don't do that, dear listener. You will buy things. And I really always liked the game Forbidden Desert. Do you ever play Forbidden Desert?
No, I've never played it. What is it about?
So Forbidden Desert's a co-op game where like you make a board and then all the tiles are like slowly filling with sand. And so you and your adventurers are trying to collect parts to like build your airship to fly out of there before the...
I'm already annoyed. Just no, I'm traumatized by sand. Call me Anakin because just no sand, please. No sand in my games. It
gets everywhere. actually it's a fairly simple game at this point. Your girls might not quite be old enough for it, but you're getting pretty close. Certainly your eldest is anyway. So yeah, the They had Forbidden. First one was Forbidden Island, which is good. Then they did Forbidden Desert, which I think is my favorite. Then they made, I forget, Forbidden Something Spaceship. There's a new one called Forbidden Jungle. And I was like, oh, you know what? I always like the Forbidden games. I'm picking this up. So I wasted $20, $30 on a board game.
Okay.
So, you know, less than it costs to go to the movies once. All right. Ruli, back to you. What else did you buy on Prime Day?
Again, totally boring stuff. You know what we lose in the house all the time? TV remotes. You know what I bought?
A two-pack of
Apple TV remotes.
Oh,
it's arriving
my God.
On Monday. I cannot wait.
Oh, that's so great.
Yeah, so it's my kiddos are watching TV all the time, and it's gotten to the point where I've taught them how to use the remote on the iPads that they have, just because we lose them all the time. They don't lose the iPads because they're huge.
They're
TV remotes.
Get the iPad.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. I loathe devices that are only controlled by the remote, because then the remote breaks or is lost, you might as well have fucking lost the device. I hate that shit. A lot of TVs are doing that more and more. It's creepy to me. Cool. Okay, well, you know what? I'll one-up you on the boring. All right, you ready for this?
I'm going to one-up you after this, so just don't you worry.
Okay, I'll one-down you on the boring. I bought myself some collagen gummies.
Okay.
Because you got to keep those... old man problems. The joints are falling apart. So I got to keep that collagen. They're chewable. They're lemon flavored. They're delicious. All right. Out boring me, Ruli.
Fast Pro 10 pack 9 LED mini flashlight set.
I'm sorry. When you first said Bass Pro, I was like, please tell me you got like a 10 pack of the Billy Bass.
No, it's just flashlights.
Wait, why do you need that many fucking flashlights? Do you lose power
because
that
my
often?
Kids, because my children steal them all the time. I like having a little, I just need one little flashlight and I'm fine. You know what happens? My kids grab it, they play with it, and then it gets somewhere lost in the house and I never see it again. So these are all different colors. My children will have the stereotypical female colors. I will have the stereotypical male colors. We will resolve whose flashlight is whose.
Wow,
it will not all look the same.
Way to propagate harmful gender stereotypes with warm and cold color schemes, Roel, you fucking asshole.
Hey.
Also, I just realized I muted Slack. Not Slack, Jesus Christ. I muted Zoom so that I could blow my nose, but I didn't mute the recording. So dear listener heard me blow my nose right then, but you didn't. I'm sorry, Raul. You missed out. So sorry.
Beautiful.
Oh, look. Okay, that's pretty good. See, I bought the flowers. I bought collagen gummies.
So I'll be honest. Water. I was looking at the Amazon stuff. I didn't see anything that really caught my attention. Like, it's Prime Day sales have been going on this downward trajectory. It's only if you like want an Amazon device, do the Prime Day sales seem pretty amazing. Cause I was like, do my kids need new tablets? Cause they have like the Amazon ones in the car, which are all severely gross and broken. I'm like, no, I think we can probably get another 6 months out of them.
Yeah. I think people have called it, you know, Amazon's clean out your closet day, just get rid of shit. But it's like any other sale. They put a couple of really nice high ticket items on there. Like, the last generation AirPods were like 40% off.
Yeah.
The Logitech, the Sony noise canceling headphones like I have were like 30 or 40% off. Like, they put a handful of big tickets up. Like, again, the widescreen monitor that I bought, there was like a handful of ultra wides that were making the rounds everywhere. Mm-hmm. But other than that, yeah, it's just like, Jesus, why is this even here? It's definitely just clean the closets out for Amazon Day. But eh. Cool. I don't know. I think that's basically all I bought. I think I'd broken a pair of sunglasses a while back, bought a pair of sunglasses. I don't even think they were on sale. I just bought them because I was checking out. Oh man, we really are having the most random podcast of all time, which is cool. I don't know, man. Love just talk to you, hang out. I miss barbecues and just hanging out with everybody back in the day, dude. Miss it. Do you have any friends that you do? So, I mean, you have kids, so I don't know if you get the opportunity to do this or not. We, Corey and I do board game night, like, with some friends here. We did a board game night last weekend, so it's dinner, someone usually cooks, and then board games or maybe a movie. Do you get adulting time like that? Do you have any friends where it's like, cool, the kids go play and the adults are going to sit here and play spin the bottle or some
no,
shit?
No, it's all... I'm a parent now, so, like, it's parent play date type things. Like, we went to the zoo with one of our friends that we've known for a while with their two kiddos. I'll do like birthday parties and stuff for my kiddos and stuff. So the parents at the school are pretty nice. So that's where most of the random activity stuff come from. And then like with Claudia's family, it's super huge. It's like there's always someone's birthday a weekend. I'm like, stop having birthdays. Just please stop.
How big is Claudia's family? How many siblings does she have? How many cousins does she have? Do you even know the counts?
Like 100 something. It's a typical Hispanic family. There's just too many of them. There's just so many of
digits.
Them. Yes, and then it's the whole exponential thing, because it's just like the grandparents had a bunch of kids, and then those ones had a bunch of kids, and now all her cousins are having kids. So it's just like, it's just, there's like so many people. So many people.
Okay, then. Oh, I don't know, man.
I have some newsy stuff that I want to talk about because I have so many questions.
Do you mean like personal news? Or you want to get to the news?
News.
Death by snooze news.
That is a great segue.
Good news, everyone. Great news, everyone. Bad news, everyone.
Uh-oh, I don't like the sound of that.
You are?
Okay, this is more of a question of the news, because I'm going to assume you know about more about this than I do. What is this Alarmo clock?
Oh, God, I just learned about this as well. So Nintendo just announced this, and basically, they've made an alarm clock that, you know, is also a sleep tracker. So they've got to be selling health data. I don't know why. It's like 100. Well, the Canadian price is like 120. So I don't know if it's 80 or 100 here in the US. It's not out yet. They just announced this. But yeah, it's literally just an alarm clock that kind of tracks and monitors your sleep. And it's able to use like, I don't know if it's actually a camera. God, I hope not. But like sensors to figure out like when it should wake you up and how it should wake you up. So it'll like do different Nintendo sounds, or like, I don't know, is it Jungle versus Mario? Like, I don't get it, really. I really, truly don't. But like, it's a sleep monitor alarm clock that's Nintendo themed. I do not understand.
And this is not the Switch 2, right? This is not the Switch 2. This is just something completely different.
Yeah, this is completely different. Let's see here.
Okay. It looks interesting.
Yeah, it tracks your movements while you're in bed. I don't know, dude. It's weird. Also, like, it's like saying like, oh, if multiple people sleep in the bed or you have pets, it can't do the motion tracking because that would throw it off. I don't know, dude. I don't know. We should watch the bucket. We're going to watch the trailer.
Okay, well, that'll answer my questions. And then the other kind of sad one. Let me see if it is still in a sad place. Okay. So
hold on, we're gonna watch a trailer real quick.
Oh, we're watching now? Okay,
right,
we're not
now.
Gonna watch it during trailer time.
3, 2, 1, play.
Oh look, Mario's asleep.
Yep. This is Nintendo Sound Clock Alarmo. An interactive alarm clock that's out of the ordinary.
Their names are hilarious.
Let's see what it's like to wake up with Alarmo.
Or not.
Okay, so it has Nintendo soundtracky things.
The alarm is going off. But Alarmo doesn't just play music to start your day.
Oh, God. But
what is it doing?
That's right. It responds to your body's movement with game sounds.
Oh, my God, it's so stupid.
With the sound of coins from Super Mario Odyssey.
This would be negatively reinforcing me. I fucking hate waking up. It would be teaching me whenever you hear that coin sound, you fucking punch something. Here.
With the sound of ink splats from Splatoon 3.
Really's got to buy this now.
No, it would make me hate Splatoon. I don't want my horrible mornings associated with games that I like.
Right?
And here, from The Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Wild. The music combines
with chickens
by your movement, so you can start the
You come home and you hear someone upstairs going, yeah, yeah. Honey, who's upstairs with you? Are you waking up?
And when you get out of bed.
Okay, I would be cool with playing music for me, actually, when I get up.
Fair plays and the alarm comes to an end.
Where's the Final Fantasy themed one? You brushing your teeth?
You see, Alarmo detects movement with its motion sensor.
Okay, so it's not a camera, thank God.
And and response to your actions with sounds.
So stupid. Who at Nintendo R&D decides what gets greenlit?
Automatically, without you needing to touch it.
Look, if they're gonna spend some of their millions of
the longer it takes for you to get up.
Okay, I want to hear this part.
Oh my god.
It's more intense, okay.
You can set an alarm inspired by five games. Super Mario Odyssey.
Do you know any of those people that literally set multiple alarm clocks every morning like they know they're gonna snooze it five times? God damn you, Raul.
Splatoon 3.
I wonder how this... Does this handle that use case? Does this handle that user story?
I have no idea.
Ring Fit.
Ring Fit Adventure.
Uh-oh. I knew these guys would show up.
And does it literally say that when you wake up? I knew these guys would show up. Honey, are there guys up there with you?
Each game features seven alarm varieties, known as scenes. And they all have their own combination of music and sounds. And when you connect to the internet, you can get more alarms as free updates.
Animal Crossing DLC for my alarm clock. This is so stupid.
It's packed with features to support you throughout the day, such as sleepy sounds,
which sleepy sounds
and help you wind down.
No, that's actually great. It'll put your kids to sleep, Raul.
No, we already have that. It's called the Alexa,
which keep a log of your sleep and movement while in bed.
I thought you were gonna say we have that. It's called the tennis racket. Go to sleep.
Various Nintendo characters signaling the top of the hour.
Ah, top of the hour to you there, Mario. Ooh.
Add some play to the start of your day. Alarmo.
Oh my God.
For a limited time, Nintendo Sound Clock Alarmo is only available for purchase online by paid Nintendo Switch Online members in the U.S. and Canada.
That was probably the longest 4 minutes of my life.
Well, that's quite a complex. This was actually 4 minutes and 40 seconds, so clearly time flied while you were listening about alarm clocks.
Yeah. I don't know the history of like the Game & Watch and other that stuff, so it doesn't seem too out of the ordinary for what they're trying to do.
Okay, so you were going to say something.
Oh, yeah. If they want to take all the money that they got from Animal Crossing to do some silly shenanigans, then let them do that. They deserve some play-around money.
Well, anyway, what's going on? You had something you were going to say before all this, and I was like,
this. I guess there's two things that I don't know what's going on in the internet world. So, one was the Internet Archive was hacked.
Oh, really? How do you hack something that's publicly available?
You make it so it's not accessible for the public.
Ooh, ouch.
Yeah. So like, I think they brought it down. Someone defaced it, did the typical hacker thing. But like, the response is just like, why would you do this? Like, everyone's just like, what's out of all the ridiculous things out there to make a name for yourself? You're going to like go after probably one of the more neutral things out there. There are sneaking suspicions of having resources that give you history of things that people have said on the internet is a bad thing during election season. That's like the tinfoil conspiracy hat thing. But like everything else just seems kind of like, again, everyone's scratching their head of like, what's the motive? What's the point? It seems like a very ridiculous target to go after.
Yeah. Mm.
So that was weird. And then more random internet drama. I forget the exact stats. Let's just say 20%. 20% of the internet is powered by WordPress. I know
20%.
It's a lot. So much of the internet is WordPress. You didn't know that?
I did not realize this.
It's some ridiculous amount.
Not in this day and age, anyway.
How many websites use WordPress? I don't even know. At least 23 websites. Because this is the top 23. I don't know. Whatever. It's some ridiculous amount. Could be 2%. That still means a lot. Whatever. Numbers are hard. But apparently there's like a whole lot of drama going on because WordPress.org is like the open source version of it. WordPress.com is the commercial version of it. But supposedly, like, the person that is the main backer slash founder of the open source side of things is causing a lot of havoc and burning a lot of bridges because he's not getting enough cash money out of the deal. So I don't know. Just I've just seen a whole bunch of like random folks complaining about his ridiculousness on the internet. And it just seems so weird that,
yeah, the WordPress Foundation, which I don't know who they're run by, it's so to say.
Yeah, there's a lot of random drama going on there. I'm just waiting for it to. There are some things I will try to keep track of. I'm going to just follow up it in a week and see what the heck happened, because it sounds like things are continuing to develop.
Yeah, the open source world in general has been having a lot of issues lately, especially around monetization, just because like so many major corporations and companies, Amazon is at the heart of all this, in my opinion, but like, you know, we'll just take free software and then charge people to do software as a service, which, yeah, you know, on the one hand makes perfect sense. On the other hand, what a dick move. You know, Redis changed its library, yeah, or well, changed its license.
I think it's one of the big ones was ElastiCache first, I think, because Amazon came up with their fork of it, OpenSearch.
Yeah,
Redis was free.
Yeah, ElastiCache is Redis. Like, it just is. They just hosted it. And so Redis forked, and OpenSearch
Elasticsearch, yeah.
Yeah, Elasticsearch, sorry.
Yeah, ElastiCache.
Yeah, no, it's so terrible. Like, ElastiCache is actually Redis, and OpenSearch is ElasticSearch. The naming's horrible. They're both the exact same thing. The company was like, fuck you. And so when it comes to, you know, this company, WordPress, is not making enough money, I don't know that it's that same concept, but I really can't help but wonder if it is. Like, cool, we had an open source version because we were doing the, you know, the FOSS thing, and FOSS is great. But then, some other assholes were starting to make the majority of the money and we got pissed, which is also completely understandable. So,
yeah, well, I mean, the whole FOSS idea, I've never understood how it actually got as far as it could, between like maintainer burnout, between like folks making really awesome stuff and having no real contributions to it, to corporations just piggybacking off that and, you know, generating all the profit from it. I'm actually surprised that it's worked this long. You know, you'd think that something like that would have crashed and burned way earlier, but I think I'm sure it's been longer, but like maybe like 30-ish years of internet open search stuff that has been open sourced and free to use for folks. It's weird. Obviously, you want the folks to continue to work on these things, but also just like, I don't want to end up paying for Next.js, and I don't want to be paying for my left pad, and I don't want to pay for my right pad, and I don't want to pay for my remove spaces, and I don't want to pay for my add function stuff. So it just like,
yeah, well,
where is that line?
You know, we've had the conversation on the podcast before, right, about embrace, extend, extinguish, and like a lot of the hybrid open source things, like looking at you, Chromium. They're very much about that. It's a great way to get adoption and make it where now you are in control of the broader market and audience, and people have to do what you want as opposed to conforming. So it seems unintuitive on its face, but it works. Again, with stuff like this where that's not the case, clearly, I don't know. Yeah. Yep, I don't know. Well, we're in the news section. Did I have any news? I'll put something in here. I'd already put Alarmo in here. Oh, well, geez, we should do other shit. But yeah, Google lost another lawsuit about the Play Store. And so, look, everyone is like saying Epic Games is so dumb to have done all these lawsuits, and it was all about Fortnite. They're trying to make money. And like, yes, it was about Fortnite. Yes, it was about them wanting to make money. But you know what? Consumers win when corporations fight with each other. And so say whatever the fuck you want about Epic and Tim Sweeney and how dumb or selfish any of this is. Cool. I don't care. It is breaking up monopolistic practices of both Apple and Microsoft. And I'm fucking fucking down for it. Also, Valve's arbitration stuff changed recently, which actually isn't necessarily a good thing. But let them fight.
No, but I mean, like, did Epic stuff also involve like the 30% cut of apps?
Well, it wasn't about the, yes, they were fighting against the 30% thing, but basically they wanted to make it where the terms of service on the app stores, and I know this because we actively deal with this, is that prior to now, there were two major things that changed. Prior to now, first of all, you could not do transactions or purchases on the mobile platforms without paying the providers. So if you said, hey, go to our web store and buy shit via our website, which bypasses the on-device store, that was illegal and that changed. So, side note, Marvel Snap now has a web store. Please go buy stuff there. We appreciate you. And then, you know, Google and Apple don't take their percent cut of that, which is nice. Yeah. And that's what Epic wanted. The other thing that Epic wanted to do was make it where you could install other app stores other than the primary one. And that has also gone through. You are now there. The platforms are now forced to allow you to install other platforms. And even further on iOS up until now, all browsers still were using the rendering engine for Safari. They weren't
Safari.
Like under the hood, they still had to use a rendering engine. That is now changed. Other people can use actual rendering engines. That I don't know if it's gone into effect yet. But so yeah, there a lot of these things stemmed from the Epic lawsuits because Epic didn't want to just pay their 30% cut everywhere, which is understandable. I don't know, man. All this stuff's fairly complicated. Like the stores are entitled to money, given the fact that they're doing this huge service of like spreading goods around the planet and making them accessible to people and secure. And at the same time, that's a pretty big cut. And that's the definition of a monopoly. There's two competitors and the two competitors set the price the same. And three, if you want to include Valve takes 30% cut as well.
I didn't know Valve was that much.
I think Valve might have some tiers to it. Steam commission fees. Let's see here.
Yeah, but like it's getting into the brass tacks of all software development, it blows my mind with like a lot of the shenanigans that I see with like the game development stuff of just like, oh, Unity wants to take a slice of your pie, and then Apple wants to take a fair slice of your pie. How does any things maintain any type of like, I guess this is why DLC exists, right? It's just like, hey, throw us a bone, you'll get the skin for $5. Just please give us your money.
Yeah, I mean, you know, again, I work on a free-to-play mobile game. I deal with this all the time, right? Because we have the stores take their percent cut, the publisher takes their percent cut. You know, we use an IP. Marvel takes their percent cut. Unity rolled back their runtime fee, but that would have been Unity. The game engine would want to take their percent cut. And then, you know, you get taxes. The government wants their percent cut. And you just are just slicing away. You know, one of the counterpoint, and again, like, I'm not defending this, maybe perfectly fucking clear, I'm not defending it. But again, the counterpoint is just like, well, the barrier to entry to do all of these things, you know, when Second Dinner launched Marvel Snap, there was about 50 people at the company. And that was mobile game of the year, and it was a global success. The only, there was only one country we really weren't in. And like, you know, what would it have taken to do that 20 years ago, or to make to make runs of physical media and mail that out to brick and mortar stores and have to ship it and have to, you know, do return policies and do, you know, distributed keys and who's all getting their cut and things going in the bargain bins. And like, it would have been impossible versus now it's not. And so there's this question of like, well, is that convenience worth it to everyone to make these things happen, to make it where we talk about Blotcher a lot, right? Like, one guy in Canada could not have made a multiple million-dollar global video game phenomena 20 years ago, but he can now. So is it okay that they took those percentages? Conceptually, yes, everyone is, you know, entitled to compensation for their work, including the you know, mega corporations. But again, the monopoly thing is the problem, right?
Yeah.
We have price gouged you at 30%. It's like, fuck you. I have not found whether or not Steam has a tiered Steam fee tiers. Steam has regional pricing, partnership Steam games documentation. Yeah, I don't fucking know.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's I get where you're coming from, because it's funny because it does kind of go back to the open source thing, right? It's just like, what's the good balance where everyone's getting decent enough compensation to have projects be successful, right?
Yeah,
someone will figure it out eventually.
Yep. I don't know. I mean, again, like, we've talked about this on the podcast before, but like, you know, this is why you need some form of regulation, man, because otherwise you get these monopolistic tendencies, especially with, again, like in the modern era, right? Like, huge consolidated mega corporations. Okay, anyway.
Okay. It's, you have a great segue. I'm so sorry, but more bad news.
Oh, God damn it.
Don't get hurt or don't get dehydrated.
I live dehydrated.
Don't be dehydrated. Drink your fluid every day, dear listener.
From Trader Joe's?
Dear listener, stay hydrated. So my wife was telling me that this is actually happening across the country. There is a IV shortage, and this is happening because guess what? Monopolies. You know how many companies make IV in the U.S.?
Two.
Probably like two. You know where those two are? Florida and in the Georgia area. So they got hit super hard. I was trolling Twitter. A lot of places are just trying to ration stuff out, where it's just basically like, you will only get IV if you're going to die. Otherwise, they will not be giving it to you. And it's one of those things where it's just like, you kind of take for granted, which is like, of course, hospitals have all that stuff. Why would they not have it until they don't? So
on-demand economies. All right, man. You want to wrap up with a trailer and then get out of here?
Let's do this.
No, don't play yet. I have to play the thingy that you can't hear because I'm not sharing my sound. Fuck!
Coming soon to a cinema near you. In a land that...
No, in a land.
In a time...
Nah, I don't think so.
In a land before time.
Yep, yep, yep!
All right, Ruli, tell dear listener what we're about to watch.
We are watching it. I have to move this laptop in front of it. Getaway-exclusive official trailer... Open paren 2024, close paren, Nick Frost, Isling Bay? I have no idea how to say that name.
I don't know. It's a Nick Frost movie. How could I not want to watch the trailer?
Okay.
Don't worry. I think we have two trailers to go out on, and you'll like the next one even more.
So in 1824...
I have no idea what this movie's about, by the way.
...quarantined itself until most people had either died or had turned to cannibalism.
Thank you for the info.
You're welcome, Daddy.
Gross.
Is this a horror movie? It's going to be a horror movie.
It said Shudder, yes.
We're going to Salta.
Kind of go there.
We've actually booked a B&B.
Hang on. Here, have a look.
Richard,
shush.
Brian, let's go.
To enjoy your time on Svalbard, it will be short.
Thank you.
This is your mother's house?
Yeah, she was born here.
And is she still with us?
Sadly, no. She was murdered right there in her favorite chair.
Jesus.
Oh. Sorry.
Get up out of that chair.
Come on holiday to a Swedish horror film.
I haven't actually seen that many Nick Frost movies, but just his work with Simon Pegg is just foundational.
What do we do?
I'm not going to be scared away by these people.
Bringing those people here was wrong. We will put things right.
Coming here was a big mistake for you.
Why? Well, we better get on.
I thought we were just going to...
Does this look like it's up your alley?
Oh, yeah, yes. This is like 100% up my alley.
Ever since we came to Svalto, we have felt nothing but unwelcome.
Our debt must be paid.
Welcome to Svalta. They are mostly harmless.
Everything is
awkward comedy. Awkward horror comedy. This is a terrible episode of the podcast to listen to because it's just you and I giggling to the sound of people screaming.
So much screaming.
All right. We got one more thing to go out on. If I could get to the bar. All right, Ruli, tell dear listener we're about to watch.
This is official trailer pipe Star Trek : Lower Decks - Season 5 pipe StarTrek.com.
Haha, we're going to enjoy something and Zach doesn't get to, fucker. 3, 2, 1, play. It's final season of Lower Decks.
Captain's log. For once, everything's...
I'm amazed they got this far.
Everyone is.
This is terrible.
trouble. I wasn't sure.
It's like my
officers would handle their new promotion.
By far my favorite of the new Treks.
I'm gonna stay charmingly insubordinate.
But they've shown remarkable composure. Everyone's obeying orders and working in lockstep.
Nobody pull their disruptors.
And can you watch this without knowing anything of any of the other shows?
I think you can, but you're just not going to get as much out of it, probably.
Interpersonal conflict.
Are you sure you broke up?
Yes! This might be one of the most mature and capable crews in Starfleet.
Let's do this!
Yes, totally, but you are sitting on it backwards.
Damn it!
And I think that's like, I hate the barrier to entry, because it looks pretty decent.
I mean, then just give it a try. Try watching episodes. Oh, I have bad internet.
Is it Paramount Plus?
Yes. Seriously, I'm going to... Oh, my God. We're having technical issues, dear listener.
Hey, I'm not the only one with a bad internet.
Here we go again!
I like when stuff isn't our fault.
I'm a total T'Pol over here.
Oh yeah, that's the stuff.
See, the goop is a reference from Star Trek. You wouldn't get it if you didn't watch it.
I'm sure there's so many references there.
This Kim's got two pips!
You're all still ensigns?
Harry Kim never got promoted and
f***ed up!
Star Trek Voyager. See, it's a lot of Star Trek references. But it's so funny. Ugh.
I'm sure it is.
All right, Ruli, think about what music we're going out on. Hey, dear listener, thank you so very much for joining us. Please always remember that any of the views expressed in the podcast represent solely the person expressing another friend's family, co-host, co-workers, or employers, past, present, and future. We are shills for Amazon, nobody else. So thank you for joining us. Thank you for respecting our shopping cart's individuality. It's the best I got. Ruli, what are we going out on?
I'm going to probably say this wrong. What is it? Jonathan Colton's IKEA?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so I was trying to think about a song about shopping. That's the closest I can think of.
IKEA. It's just some oak and some pine and a handful of Norsemen. I love this song so much. Ruli, thanks for just hanging out in the shoot and the shit, man. Just fucking love hanging out, dude.
Y'all out or you're out next week, right?
Yes, I'm out next week because it's the day before I fly to Japan. And I'm out for 2 weeks in Japan. And then when I get back, I should be around. So it's going to be a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, man. Yeah, dude, you know, honestly, because of the Japan trip and because of other shit that's happened to me, I have zero PTO left, as in, like, I'll be going on unpaid leave. Otherwise, yeah. I'd be like, dude, I need to come visit you. I need to come hang in El Paso and meet one of Claudia's 100-plus family members.
Okay, so you're out 2 weeks, but next, the Thursday after that's Halloween, so...
Yeah, I'm in Japan for Halloween.
Okay, so it's almost 3 weeks then.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, because I'm out next week because in preparation of, then I'm gone for 2 weeks. So yeah, we won't talk again for like four.
Okay. Wow. So next podcast will be in November?
Yeah, dude.
Sounds so far away.
I know. That's why I'm glad we did this one, man. All right. Really, thanks again, dude. Until next time, dear listener. QQ from the El Paso IKEA. Eat some meatballs.
The nearest one is in like Phoenix, Arizona.
Or there. Road trip.
That's it, I'm getting out of here.